Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed laws Wednesday claiming the annexation of four Ukrainian territories. Western nations dispute the sham of a claim. It should be noted Putin's forces do not fully control any of those regions, which makes up 15% of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military was continuing to reclaim territory during advances in the country's south and east. Elon Musk has offered to close his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter Incorporated on the terms he originally agreed to. Twitter confirmed receipt of the proposal and said it intends to close the transaction at the original price of $54.20 a share. The proposal would enable them to avoid a trial set to begin October 17th. Gerber Kawasaki Wealth and Investment Management CEO Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies Tuesday.
He's literally created a huge loss for himself by really the way he's handled this, because a lot has changed inside Twitter in the last 4 months as well, including a mass amount of high-quality individuals who worked at Twitter leaving and a lot more planning on leaving.
A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it plowed into the ground Wednesday during a live fire drill with the United States. The explosion and subsequent fire panicked local residents of the coastal city of Gangneung, who were already uneasy over North Korea's flagrant aggression. History was made Tuesday evening deep in the heart of Texas. New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge homered over the left field wall off the Texas Rangers to become the American League home run king with his 62nd home run of the season, surpassing former Yankee Roger Maris' record set 61 years ago in 1961. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
New rules are in place at the FAA to ensure a better flight for you. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration announced they are extending the required hours of rest between flight attendant shifts to a minimum of 10 hours. Association of Flight Attendants International President Sarah Nelson tells Fox News this will make a difference.
The airlines have said that they will have to hire more flight attendants. That doesn't necessarily mean more staffing, but of course it means people are not going to be as exhausted as they're dealing with this. That is helpful.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump, in a limited request, has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt part of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling and restore a special master's access to classified documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago home. Trump's application claims the 11th Circuit lacked jurisdiction to review, much less stay, the order. A Wisconsin law firm on Tuesday is the latest to sue President Biden and his plan to transfer up to $20,000 in student debt to the American taxpayers. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, also known as WILL, filed the lawsuit. A Texas death row inmate whose case defined the role of spiritual advisors in death chambers nationwide is scheduled for lethal injection Wednesday. 38-year-old John Ramirez was sentenced to death for killing a convenience store clerk back in 2004. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518. If you're 60...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Good morning to you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. All these great interviews that we do with these great experts. You know, we bring them to hopefully motivate you to look deeper and to own the knowledge. I guess that's the operative idea, is that we need to own that which we're talking about. That it isn't something just borrowed and picked up casually along the way, that that it has become part of who we are, and that we understand it. And by owning it, that means that it'll be fact-based. It'll be based on the truth, right? Because you don't want to own a bunch of lies, although there's some people that do, but that's okay. It's another issue. Anyway, we wanted to talk about loneliness. Loneliness, even before COVID, was regarded as a pandemic on its own. The numbers were ever increasing, which is quite interesting, you think, in this information age in which we live in. But I often refer and direct people to John Nay's book called Megatrends, about 20, 25 years ago, when he talked about technology. As technology increased, there was going to be a high yearning and need for touch. And the lack of touch is leading to loneliness, I believe. And Dr. Greg Jantz is with us. He's the author of over 30 books, the host of a national radio program, and a regular contributor to Psychology Today. Our topic is the power of connection. Dr. Jantz, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, it is good to be with you, Bill. I always love talking to you.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very mutual, because as I was saying to our audience, you know, our goal in these discussions is that we would expand and bless each other with our understanding, so that as a result of the conversation, we're all the smarter, not all the dumber, right?
Well, that's our goal. And, you know, one of the things that we all want, by the way, we all want healthy relationships.
Yes.
Think about it. Nobody wants to have conflict. Maybe we're living with it. Maybe we're living with some trauma, and maybe relationships have been a struggle. But really, really, we all want a healthy relationship.
Exactly, because relationships that are healthy, give us the benefit of a healthy perspective, a happy life, as you say, and the more we have those, I mean, those kind of relationships like that, they really become quite close and special, don't they?
Yes, and Bill, you mentioned loneliness. So loneliness is really interesting. We're more connected, I guess, you know, online, et cetera, than ever before. You take social media, boy, we are connected. But what happened? Loneliness went way up.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, you know, the recent survey that has been talked about some is 61% of Americans say they're lonely. 61%.
Right.
So, and
exactly.
Then the next question was, can you name a good best friend or a close best friend? And the majority of people really couldn't name any one individual that would be called a close friend.
Right.
So that says something.
It does, because I think what social media has done, it's kind of in a sense avatared us, if I can use that as a verb, because we have this persona that we use for Facebook and Twitter, but it's not really who we are. And, you know, just like the media, you know, we complain about the media, you know, especially our news dispensation centers that reduced everything into an 8-second soundbite. And they felt like they were really doing their service. Well, they really weren't. I mean, they were just giving us a bunch of headlines and assuming that maybe we might go a little bit deeper. But it's the same way with relationships. You know, you see them on Facebook and, oh, it's so nice, so lovely. But you don't even know what's behind the smile, do you?
No, you don't. And you know, one of the things you probably noticed, we do need a little more kindness out there.
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
Mm-hmm. Boy, in 37 cities across the U.S., road rage is way up. Road mm-hmm. rage. My
right.
goodness.
Well,
so
yeah.
People are hypersensitive, right?
Right, right. Well, and part of it, I got to tell you, Greg, part of this I blame on the political environment. The political environment is a cage match. You know, it is just people to the ready to be offended over the drop of a hat, over anything. And the political environment has not helped us at all. And we need to take a chill pill, because all this stuff pours into the body politic. You know, like a president of the United States calling half of the country, you know, semi-fascist. I mean, come on, stop. Think about this. You know, what are you doing here? How are you blessing people with those kind of words?
So one of the things happening is we've created more division, more mm-hmm. division than ever before. And so when there's division, there's distrust. And this is why people don't know what's true, what to believe. And so we've put relationships in general in a very distrusting way. I don't know who trust this news or this, what's true, what's not. And you have that. It creates a lot of anxiety, and mm-hmm. so I call it anticipatory anxiety. People right. are anxious about what's going to happen next.
Exactly.
Well, that happens in our relationships. We're just anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've moved farther away into isolation versus closer, and, mm-hmm. and what I call true connection
right.
in relationship.
Well, kind of what you're talking about that happens is when we're isolated, one of the worst things you can do in a relationship is imagine. You start imagining things. You know, you don't go to the person and say, hey, Greg, this is the vibe I'm picking up from you. You know, have I offended you? No, we don't say anything. We isolate ourselves. Now we start thinking what Zig Ziglar used to call stinking thinking. And next thing you know, we're contriving a scenario in our heads. And now this person who once at one time was close is now an arch enemy. I mean, it's absurd what we do in relationships, don't we?
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yes. And I understand there can be a lot of hurt, a lot of trauma. There could be betrayal, and there's a lot that we have to work through. And
mm-hmm.
but one of the things that, you know, as a mental health expert, and this is my 38th year, my goodness,
wow!
And you know, we have a
you're so young. How can you be 38 years and so young? Wow, it's a miracle.
It is a miracle. And you know, we have the great honor of working with people from all over the country who come in. To work on not relationships, but depression, anxiety, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress. So we're seeing more and more of these issues. And our culture of distrust has caused people who are already struggling mm-hmm. to kind of move over to despair. And we see more despair. Right now, for our 12 to 17-year-olds, suicide is the second leading cause of death nationally. So youth and suicide, those two words should not even go together.
Exactly. Well, and you know, by experience, both you and I have been there, you know, during those, you know, really years of trial that you go through, you know, through those teen years, there's a lot coming at you. And as if that's not enough, then you've got, you know, drug addiction, all this other stuff that is just, you know, pulverizing the minds of these young kids today, that they just haven't had enough experience, Greg, as you know, to be out in these battlefields of life that they're dealing with. It's no wonder they're overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Greg Jantz. Greg is a certified eating disorder specialist, certified chemical dependency counselor, nationally certified. So you're just certified. That's all. You're fully certified.
I'm just here.
And we've got more of his brilliance after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With 18 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we're talking with the infamous Dr. Greg Jantz. Greg corrected me, says he's now up to 42 books. He's spitting these things out like biscuits in such a way, it's even hard for the biographers to keep up with him. It's always an honor to have Dr. Jantz with us talking about, the obvious stuff. I mean, these are the 800,000-pound gorillas in the room that you're seeing and dealing with. And we're going, wow, who is in the position to, do something, to do some serious healing in this country? And we were talking off air. And it says, well, the truth be known, the pandemic that we're in right now is a mental health pandemic. I know this is serious. And what adds to the problem, as you said, Greg, there's not enough counselors. There's not enough facilities to handle the depression and anxiety that, that America is dealing with right now. And you got to know what America is dealing with. This is a global pandemic. I mean, this is happening all over the world right now. So this is a universal condition, isn't it?
It is universal. And one of the things that we're finding is so many people are suffering and they feel there's a general sense of hopelessness. There's apathy. we have a generation of kids that pretty apathetic. I'm making some general statements, but pretty apathetic about their futures. And it's like, why does it? It doesn't really matter. And so when there's apathy, there's depression, and people are. There's a new term that psychologists are using right now, and it's called foreshortened future. So what does that mean? Foreshortened future. In that our generation doesn't believe they have a good future.
Wow. Well, and that's amazing because, you know, God, on the other hand, his word says, hey, I know the plans I have for you to do you good, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. And that's the verse to counter that lie that's out there that is killing our kids, that's leaving them hopeless. This is what a society looks like when it unanchors itself from the principles, the values, and the love of God, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, three things that all of us need, every human being needs. We need a sense of acceptance and love, and we need affirmation, which means I need to know I have some value, that God does have a plan for me. And we need to feel heard and understood. And this is some core for relationships. In fact, years ago, those three things came from a study out of the University of Washington years ago, a secular study, and they were looking at what makes for kind of long-term healthy relationships. Well, both people feel these three things I just mentioned, but they went on to say that if you don't have you don't get these needs met by about age 13, 14, that people become compulsive and compelled to meet them, and they tend to become more addictive. So back to, we all need a sense of the acceptance, which means love, affirmed. I need to know I have some value and purpose, and I need to feel heard and understood. Isn't that interesting? Sounds so basic, but how important is that?
Yeah, and especially that third item, that seems to be the biggest contributor to people getting divorced these days, is you hear oftentimes, he just won't listen to me. I feel like I'm just talking to the wall, right? I mean, and it's sad because when you hear that, you know, I don't know why, but I immediately flash back to, you know, a general picture and context of a wedding day.
Yeah.
When that very same couple was before friends and before God professing their, you know, undying love to eternity. And now all of a sudden, somebody's not being heard, you know, and that's how critical that particular value is. Like the other two, of course, you know, love, absolutely, you know, and affirmation. You want to feel like there's some benefit in that relationship, that it's not all one-sided, that, you know, that there's mutual benefit being drawn from that relationship, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that for those hearing us today and you go, man, you know, maybe relationships really, there's a source of a lot of pain. Maybe you're living with somebody that feels like an emotional abuser and you feel very alone. When we feel alone, we tend to isolate. And my word is, let's do something today. Make a decision. Let's move out of isolation. What do I need to do to get the help or the support? But don't set too long in that loneliness or that sense of nobody loves me. Maybe you have betrayal. Maybe there's been such deep hurt in a relationship that we really need some healing there. So let's look at what it is. Oh, and I put on our website an incredible anxiety. It's kind of like a test. It's somewhat lengthy. It's totally, totally private. But I give you some digital downloads and a free digital book to help you start to have an action plan. So that's my way of saying do something today.
Yeah, exactly. The website, you brought it up?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's aplaceofhope.com, aplaceofhope.com. And just look at the tab that says depression and anxiety. I think it says survey. It's lengthy, and again, it's totally confidential in that only you will see your results, but it's a place to start.
Exactly. Well, and you're exactly right, Greg. I mean, this is so important, is that it starts with one small step, but you know, and that's our responsibility. Otherwise, you know, the power of loneliness is, yes, it ends up cocooning you, doesn't it? I mean, it almost raptures you in such a way that you can't breathe, you can't move. You know, and boy, when you're down to that, you know, when you have been thinking on that, and that becomes the dominant motivator for you, boy, you're in serious trouble. And so, you know, the suggestion to just take a small step for mankind, take a small step for yourself, you know, and you'd be surprised what one step, how the first step begets the second and the third, right?
You know, isn't that something? And that's exactly right. So today I'm just saying, consider taking some steps. Maybe it doesn't feel like you don't have much hope. And I do get that. And hope actually comes when you start to get a plan together. Let's take some first steps.
Right.
And maybe there's some other medical or physical challenges you're facing. I just want to acknowledge just, it can be a lot of things that are weighing us down and where you feel very alone or lonely.
Exactly. Well, and like we said earlier, you have to have some sense of vision. You know, where are you going? What's your dream? What is your ambition? And maybe that might be too lofty for you right at this very second, but that's where you'll know when you get to that point and you start dreaming dreams and having visions and a future. Boy, then you're starting to come out of it, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In your book, The Power of Connection, you mention some of the keys. In fact, there's five keys to connection. We got a couple of minutes left here. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Keys of connection? Oh,
yes.
No. Well, there's. I think I mentioned, and I don't have it in front of me. So this. Here we go.
Okay.
But we really need to. Think about how am I available for healthy relationships? Am I putting myself in a place? Do I need to plug into a church group or some kind of group where I can learn more about healthy relationships? And another key is, so I have to be available, is, and that's hard sometimes because I've got to get over the social anxiety to get myself out there. The other one is, how can I truly be present? One of the things is, if you're with somebody, really be with them. It's something in social media, we don't have eye contact.
Right.
But when we're with somebody, we have that silly device called a cell phone. And if you start texting while you're meeting with somebody, it kind of devalues. And if you've ever been on the receiving end of that and the person goes, now, what'd you say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like you feel devalued.
Exactly.
And so I'm just saying, put yourself out there. Truly be, you know, be truly present.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to learn to trust again. And I talk about learning to be genuine. Okay, maybe you were really, really injured. Be sure that you're not letting bitterness, resentment carry you into future relationships. Those are poisons that can affect all your future relationships. If you're embittered, it affects emotional intimacy. I think it affects your physical health as well. It's a spiritual toxicity as well. So just some things to think about.
Yes, exactly. And I like that you had find the hidden treasure. And that's
like that.
The neat thing about, yeah, I do too, in relationship, is you find that hidden treasure that's in that other person. And boy, doesn't that increase the closeness of a relationship, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. Wonderful little book, but yet powerful. The Power of Connection. Maximize your health and happiness with close relationships. This comes to you from Dr. Greg Jantz. His 42nd book. Is this the 42nd or 41st? And you were on the 42nd. But he's done 42 books anyway. Yeah, he just keeps on spitting them out, like we say, like biscuits. And he's always a joy to have around. Dr. Jantz, as always, God bless. Appreciate you. Take care.
Good to be with you.
Always.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas death row inmate whose case defined the role of spiritual advisors in death chambers nationwide is scheduled for lethal injection Wednesday. 38-year-old John Ramirez was sentenced to death for killing a convenience store clerk back in 2004. Elon Musk has offered to close his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter Incorporated on the terms he originally agreed to. Gerber Kawasaki, Wealth and Investment Management CEO, Roger Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
I'm thinking it's going to make the business books on how not to buy a company.
A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it plowed into the ground Wednesday during a live fire drill with the United States. The mishap took place near the coastal city of Gangneung, South Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed laws Wednesday claiming the annexation of four Ukraine territories. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, we're looking at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Our next guest, Ashley Hayek, Executive Director of America First Works, lays out a question that you should have to the ready and that you should be asking of everybody before you cast your vote. Okay, so all these aspiring lawmakers should have this question brought before them. Is it okay to allow an abortion in the 7th, 8th, or even 9th month when a baby can experience pain and distress? Ashley Hayek, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Well, this is a great question. This really separates the men's from the boys, as they would say. And with all this debate that we're having, even after the courts decided on Roe v. Wade to turn it back to the states, we still have this debate that needs to continue in this country. It's not, the abortion issue is not settled, is it?
It absolutely is not settled. You know, I think there's a misconception right now, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's intentional, right? When Roe v. Wade was overturned, the only thing it did was give power back to the states, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And it really gave power back to the people, if you think about it, because people ultimately are responsible for electing their state legislators and voting for their governor. And so really it gives more power for people to make decisions that's best in their own states, which is conservatives is something we want. Unfortunately, what we're seeing right now is the radical left, many top Democrat candidates especially, every single Democrat senator this summer support extreme late-term abortion. Except for one, Senator Manchin, he did not vote for that. But at the end of the day, 82% of Americans do not support this very radical position.
Exactly. Well, Ashley, if you notice, when I talked about Roe v. Wade, I didn't use the word overturn. And I'm not saying this in any corrective manner. I'm just saying in clarity of speech, because you're exactly right. It starts out with the words we, you know, that we speak. And the left is very good at wordsmithing, and they choose their words wisely. When you say overturn, it makes it seem like there's maybe something unjust that occurred. And that's not what happened. What happened is just exactly as you explained. What it did is it took it out of the federal issue, took it away from the government, and brought it back to the individual states where the abortion issue needed to be all along, you know, for practical reasons. And we're seeing this play out. We're also seeing the exposure of those that were so pro-abortion, that they literally have lost their minds and they do not want to take into account, you know, 49 years of experience from women that they say they want to protect. Women who have spoken out quite openly and vulnerably about their experience with abortion. It is not safe. It is not rare. And it is injurious that you have these women that have experienced abortion and now an increasing number of men. And I keep saying this, Ashley, on the show. And that is that the women realize when they were told it was just some excess flesh, it was nothing, it's like a tumor, we're just taking it out of your body. And they're realizing, going, wait a minute, I've had tumors removed, but I've never had a hole in my heart and grief in my heart for a birthday or a date that tumor was removed. But I do for a child, for this child that was inside me. They will tell me, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13, or, you know, whatever age. I mean, and you hear when they say that, Ashley, you hear the cracking of their heart. Their heart is broken as they recall, you know, what they have done. And so all that is being negated. The left doesn't want to hear it, has no compassion for these women who have experienced this, that only the love of God can heal them. I believe that's just me. And everybody has their own understanding. But I firmly believe that only the love of God can heal that in men and women who have been grieving, quite silently over the years. And now they've had a chance to express this grief and to be vulnerable and be open. And I think that the wonderful thing of this is that they're realizing the love of community believers, of like-minded people who have experienced abortion, the horror of it. And there's quite the, you know, support group that can come alongside and say, yeah, me too. And I understand.
Yeah. I mean, the left wants abortion on demand for any reason and wants to force taxpayers to pay for it. But remember when everything, and I like how you framed, we know that the left is, you know, runs these all-time successful misinformation campaigns. And I love how you framed overturning in that language. But, you know, the left, when they started saying we're going to boycott companies are going to boycott certain states, or we're going to support, you know, our employees who want to have abortions, where are the maternity leave policies, right? Like, where is the support for mothers out there from these same exact corporations or from these same governors? What is their paid family leave policy? And why are we continuing to perpetuate this notion that women cannot be successful in business or careers or aspirations and mothers at the same time? You know, we're supposed to be, I grew up in a generation where we were told, lean in, take your seat at the table. Women can shatter glass ceilings, but now they're putting conditions on it that, well, not if you have a baby, right? And it's just, it's wrong. And the left and the media know this, but they're pushing these lies to try and win an election. They're too far on this, and they're going to lose people.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're such hypocrites, really, because this is the same group of people that's doing everything they can to eradicate the gender. I mean, look what they're doing with Title IX. We've got a Supreme Court judge on the bench. She can't define what a woman is. I mean,
right.
Really? And now you want to take up this battle about abortion and everything, which is anti-woman on its face. And but I thought you said women didn't exist. You know, so
right.
I guess they only exist. I guess they're useful tools, you know, for a political argument, but they're really not substantive to, when you think of it in the greater, you know, game of life, I guess.
That's right. And we're seeing, I mean, the policies out of California, number one, they have a Proposition 1, a constitutional amendment to try and make abortion up until the point of birth legal and put that, cement that into their law. Extreme, totally out of touch with Californians. And I can say that as a Californian myself. And then now they're saying that if you are a parent, you can bring your child there to have a sex operation. You know what's so sad is when they make this decision, a 12-year-old boy, when they make that decision to chemically castrate that child, that's irreversible. That is life-changing.
Yes.
You know what's really funny in California? You have to have parental consent to go into a tanning booth. Isn't that insane? It's too far. It's way too far.
Well, this is the hypocrisy of the left. It's never ending. You know, I especially appreciated, I recently saw the documentary on Mother Teresa and what she had to say about abortion. In fact, she said it in two very public places, and it really quieted the room because it was just so perfect and profound. And she said it when she accepted her Nobel Peace Prize, and also at a prayer breakfast that was attended by the Clintons. And she said that any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use violence to get what they want.
Yeah, that's very profound, strong.
I mean, a lot of wisdom right there. And, of course, the media that was in attendance, they were shocked, and they just let that go. But, you know, there, you know, and the cost of ignoring, you know, words of such profundity is quite costly. I mean, to the point that over 60 million babies, and that's only the heart count. It's an estimate, and we're not even counting those babies that have been aborted via mail in. Right? We've got the abortifacient pill that's being, you know, sent to women that are basically self-aborting, which is unbelievable. You talk about something that's not safe. We've got more after this. Stay with us.
It's a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Ashley Hack is with us, Executive Director of American First Works. Ashley, tell our audience about America First.
Yeah, so we have the America First Policy Institute, which is our 501c3 nonprofit research organization, and America First Works, which I'm proudly the executive director of, is the sister organization. It's our advocacy arm. So this past summer, AFPI had a big summit in Washington, D.C., brought in a lot of state leaders, a lot of congressional members, and launched the America First Agenda. And that really is the playbook. It's a 10-pillar policy plan to restore America's promise. And simply put, it's a plan to save the country.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we ever needed the plan, and it's evident with, you know, I mean, Ashley, I can't even imagine, you know, even 10 years ago thinking that our country would be at this point, that we would be talking about bathrooms that were no longer private, that somebody, you know, in a moment can decide their fluid and enter into a bathroom and invade somebody's privacy, even to the point that there would be a sexual assault. And we hear nothing about it. We hear no correction. It just runs along with impunity. And young girls, women are being attacked, and their safety is being ignored. We've got open borders that is allowing millions of people to come into our country that are not vetted. We have no idea, are they friend or foe? Are they for us? Or are they against us? We know that in many cases they're beholden to the cartels, and the cartels aren't just a bunch of fun-loving people. I mean, they're in it, you know, for the money, and it's no holds barred. Whether it has to do with drugs, whether it has to do with sexual abuse, human trafficking. The worst of our humanity is part and parcel of the cartels, and this is what's entering into our country with impunity, without any kind of understanding and danger that it puts the rest of the country on. And we can just go on and on where we are right now. And so organizations like yours are so critical to begin to offset this, to kind of help people realize, you know, that we're not crazy, that we haven't lost our mind, you know, because the media would want us to believe, you know, like we were talking about abortion, that they want us to believe that a majority of women in America wants abortion on demand up to including the moment of birth, and in some states, it's even post-birth. And that's where, you know, the discussion of comfort care came into the lexicon, you know, brought to you by the governor of then Virginia. Right. So all this stuff, and then not to mention that it also will open the door even further. There's been a little bit of a pause on it after the exposure by Veritas of Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which everybody understood was against the law. At least I thought we did, until somebody decided that, well, it's Planned Parenthood, so maybe it's not against the law, but it's against the law if you tell people that they're doing something that's illegal. So we're going to put the person, David DeLeiden, who exposed what they were doing, in jail, and the perpetrators, the ones that were actually selling the baby parts, they're let free. You know, they get away with it.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt we are at a crisis in our country. Faith, our family, our freedom, our Constitution, everything is under attack, to your point. Pushing for 7th, 8th, 9th post-birth abortions, on-demand, taxpayer-funded. We have the highest inflation in 40 years. We have attacks on our religious and civil liberties, the humanitarian crisis, security crisis at our southern border, not to mention the fentanyl, and you're absolutely right. The human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar industry. We have soaring crime in our inner cities. It looks like Atlanta just passed Chicago in terms of crime. People in the suburbs, it's spilling into our suburbs. You heard about the woman on a run in Memphis being murdered on her morning jog.
Yeah, right.
Our children are being taught in schools that our country is racist. And we have no energy independence at all. And we have a choice right now, especially with this election before us. We saw what happened when there was an administration that worked for the people, that gave power back to the people, and we know which policies work. And so this is our moment to take our country back. The thing that I really love about America First policy is that it's not a 2-year plan or a 4-year plan. It's a 100-year plan to save the country. Mm. And we have the best and the brightest from the administration and the campaign, 9 former cabinet secretaries, 3 football legends, 3 former governors, a civil rights icon, 3 pastors. It's really an incredible organization that's willing to take these issues, not just at the federal level, but in the state house and at school board and county boards.
Well, this is what happens. It needs to be a comprehensive attack, because what's overwhelming us, and it's like a tsunami of misinformation and propaganda. And so this is what a time such as this demands, you know, this kind of involvement, all hands on deck. And like you said, you know, what Governor Newsom in California is doing, it's so radical. I mean, his vision for California, the once golden state, is to, you know, be a destination state for people who have abortions, that want abortions on demand at any time, no questions asked. You know, and it's heartbreaking to think of the women who will be caught up into this abortion net.
It shows you how out of touch he is for the people of California. It shows you how out of touch all of these very liberal Democrat lawmakers are with the American people. The America First agenda, our 10-pillar policy plan, each one of those pillars has an 80% favorability by the American people. And I think that's really important, you know, making the greatest economy in the world work for all Americans, and giving parents more control over their children's education. There are pieces that we can all agree on. And in terms of the abortion, it's no one is taking into consideration that there are 2 lives at stake. And the amount of compassion that we need for women and babies, and just the fact that they're willing to go out and campaign for such late term, such extremism, I think really shows you how out of touch, you know, they are with Americans.
Well, and listen to what Stacey Abrams had to say recently about a baby's heartbeat, that it was contrived. I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff. I mean, again, the hypocrisy is incredulous, because if a Republican or a conservative had put anything on Facebook like that, that clearly is unscientific, it's ridiculous, they would have been canceled. Stacey Abrams is not canceled. You know, she lives by the First Amendment right, which we all should be living under. But right now, according to the social media oligarchs, it's only the Democrats that have freedom of press and freedom of speech. Conservatives no longer have that. And we can be censored on demand just because they say so.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that the United States currently has some of the most radical abortion laws in the world.
Exactly.
We are more in line with China and North Korea when it comes to our abortion policy. And the United States is only one of six countries in the world that permits elective abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy. And again, that list includes China and North Korea. So, you know, we need to take a hard look and ask ourselves, is this really an America First policy? Is this really in line with the American people? Women, we are designed to create and protect human life. We have to be able to provide innovative solutions that can support women to fulfill their greatest potential as mothers, you know, or to pursue options such as adoption or foster care. So there are options and there are opportunities. And I think the Democrats are trying to say that there's only one option, and that's so wrong.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, historically, let's look at the data. When life is preserved, it goes well for all concerned. Yes, it's a difficult choice. I understand, you know, for those mothers that decide, okay, I'm going to surrender my child because I'm ill-equipped, but I'm going to go through the pregnancy and I'm going to turn my child over to be adopted. That is an individual decision. I respect someone's decision and I honor it at the same time, in as much as that they've had a choice to choose life or death. We know it from a spiritual context, and those of us who have a faith and believe in Scripture, we take God for His word that what stands before us is a choice of life and death. And immediately when he poses that question, he says, choose life. That's the better option. And we find that to be the case. And even for those mothers who have chosen to give their children up to adoption, they will tell you that it was a very difficult decision to make, but is one that they're glad they did, because they're seeing the stories, their child's life being fulfilled. And it gives them a deeper appreciation of this gift of life that God gives us.
That's right. The real pro-woman movement is the pro-life movement, because we can offer women options and hope and love and everything that the Democrats and the left cannot.
And the thing is, you say these pillars. I mean, these are common sense pillars that even Democrats, independents, everybody can agree on. They're universal values that 80% of the country can agree on. We got about 10 seconds left, Ashley. Remind them where they can go to your website to read it for themselves and to stay in the flow of the know, as we would say.
Absolutely. Go to agenda.americafirstpolicy.com or text agenda to 70107.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assemblable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase.